Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Dante Vespignani of Terma, Inc., DBA, the Entrepreneur Source. And Dante has spent his entire career in the food and restaurant industry. Prior to starting Terma, Inc., he entered the business in 1973 with an Arby's franchisee, growing the franchise to 21 restaurants, two full-service concepts. We're going to talk to Dante about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the Franchepreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dante Vespignone of Terma Inc., DBA, the Entrepreneur Source. And Dante has spent his entire career in the food and restaurant industry. Prior to starting Terma Inc., he entered the business in 1973 with an Arby's franchisee, growing the franchise to 21 restaurants with two full concepts. Hey, Dante, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing awesome, Marty. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dante. I have to say, in 8 years, I think you have the best name on our show. I had to practice saying it. I said, what a great name.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Yeah, I love it. It's been with me all my life, so I love it.
That's great. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Dante?
Portland, Maine.
Oh, beautiful. You know, my wife and I have always, we've been to every place on the East Coast except Maine. And I hear it, just all great things about Portland, Maine. What's it like living up there?
It's awesome in the summertime. I live on a nice little lake here in the middle of nowhere. In the wintertime,
wow.
It's a little rough, but summertime, you can't beat it.
That's fantastic. Well, I mean, if you go to your background, you're actually a Pennsylvania boy, aren't you, Dante?
Yes, I am. Pittsburgh, PA, over 45 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you miss the place at all, or you ever get back?
Yeah, we get back. I have some family still in Pittsburgh. Get back every now and again.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, you got to miss the big city of Pittsburgh. It's a big, small town. But, when you opt to live here in the middle of nowhere, Maine, it's kind of laid back. Get from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Sure, of course, absolutely. You're going to love this story. I had to tell you this story. I was defending my dissertation for my doctorate degree in 2013, and you know, you work for like years on your dissertation, and one of the days that you dread the most is you have to defend your dissertation, and I got these three people on the board, Dante, and then the first question that comes up is what was the first franchise? I was like, huh? I was like, you know, I was like expecting something like detailed, you know, and you know, so I think I remember saying Singer. I recall Singer being one of the first franchises, but you know, franchising is not a new concept, is it? I mean, and this is something that you talk about in your presentations, don't you?
Yes, I do. Actually, franchising is a copycat of the original franchise, and I might give you a guess, but if you can't guess, I'll give you a hint.
Okay,
it's 2015 years old.
2015 years old. Oh, God. Well, you'd have to say going back to the times of Jesus Christ. I have to say something like in wine or beverages. I don't know.
No, you had the answer right. Jesus started the first franchise. If you look at the Catholic Church, the model of the existing franchise today is modeled after the Catholic Church because you have the parishes that are the franchisees. Sending royalties or stipends to the bishop, who sends stipends to the Catholic Church in Rome. So it is a franchise system.
That's brilliant. You know, in all the years I've been doing this since 1999, I've never heard that, but that makes so much sense, does it? And you say, why didn't I think of that? Especially since I'm a Catholic and I went to Catholic school. You know, that's fantastic. It does. It really makes a lot of sense. When it has people like yourself on the show, Dante, I always like to ask, you know, I mean, what do you like most about franchising?
You know, it allows the average individual to get into business almost on a fast track without making the mistakes that 99% of the businesses out there make, the independent businessman. The Department of Labor has statistics where they say 45% of new independent businesses fail within the first 2 years. Vis-a-vis, if you look at a franchise, your rate of success is much, much higher. They have the system. Follow the system.
You follow the system, and then you got a nice, sometimes brand name behind you in some cases, you know, so it's you have a lot more things going for you. And your background, I mean, you've been doing this a long time now, which is why I wanted to have you on the show. Maybe you talk a little bit about, you know, your background and how you got involved in franchising in the first place.
It was a unique story. I went to Penn State University. I graduated during a very volatile business time, 1973. Went to work for a local Arby's franchisee. He took a chance on me. I took a chance on him. It wasn't a real sexy job out of college, but you know what?
Right.
At that time, I was made a restaurant manager, and I was making more money than college grads I graduated with that were in the business industry. So the food business wasn't real sexy. 20 years later, I found myself running 847 franchise restaurants from Maine to Florida.
Wow. That's incredible.
You know, and when I started in the franchise industry with Arby's, especially, we had no systems. It was here, you open a store and you went at it.
Right.
I believe the biggest value, the biggest lesson I learned was developing the systems and the procedures to help you become successful. You're exactly right. They have the systems. They have the marketing campaigns. They have hired professional people to do that, where the average guy out there is not a professional marketer. He's not a professional operations guy.
Right.
And that's what the value of franchise brings. They bring those entities together.
It's nice to have that support too, right? I mean, for people who don't have, like, you know, as you say, like that background in marketing or anything like that, which is always a struggle for, I think, a lot of people, you know, it's nice to have that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I first started my own consultancy firm, I mean, I was doing my own stuff. And by joining with a franchise like Entrepreneur Source, they had all those systems for me. I didn't have to waste months developing a marketing campaign. I didn't have to waste months developing systems and procedures. It was out there, and it made my life a lot easier and ultimately more profitable.
We have a lot of people, I mean, because we've been doing this show such a long time now, Dante. I mean, they'll always ask the question, you know, I mean, why should I, you know, go into franchising? You know, I could do this myself. You know, I mean, how do you typically respond to them? Because I sense that you probably get the same question over the years.
No, absolutely. You know, my only response to that is, yeah, great, you could do that, but would you want to spend the next 5 years developing a system and spending money?
Right.
Would you like to spend 6 months to 12 months and throwing cash to the bottom line? That's totally your decision. I personally like to throw cash to the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of times when people hear, you know, the royalty fees, and, you know, they hear about, you know, the franchise, the initial franchise fee, you know, they say, well, wait a minute, I could take that money and just do it myself. But you're right, though. I mean, there's a lot of expenses you're going to be throwing out in the beginning. You're going to be trying a lot of different things before you come up with that really, I guess we could say, it's a kick-ass system, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the hidden values of a franchise is you're not alone. I mean, you can actually call up existing franchisees that are in that same industry as you and ask them questions. Hey, I ran into this problem. What did you do? Or did you see this problem? How did you solve it? I mean, so you're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You can call somebody up and say, hey, how did you ramp up so quick? What did you do? And those intrinsic values are there, and it's not advertised.
Absolutely. Another theme on our show over the years, Dante, is, you know, we try to say that, you know, we've had some guests on the show saying, you know, well, franchising isn't for everyone. You know, what types of characteristics, I mean, do you look for when you're speaking to someone who might be interested in getting into franchising?
Of course, you have to be an entrepreneur. You have to be willing to take that risk. Number one.
Right.
Number two, can you follow a system? I mean, if you're a maverick and you can't follow the system, stay out of franchising. The best franchisees that I've worked with are veterans. Veterans know how to follow a system. They are used to dealing with a defined set of circumstances to deal with. You just got to be willing to follow a system. In my all my years of being in the franchise industry, the only folks that I've seen ever fail were those ones that bucked the system and thought they had a better Big Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting. We had this is going way back, a long time ago. I think it was Liberty Tax. We had their number one franchisee on the show, and I asked him on the show. I said, you know, what did you do to become so successful? And he said, I just did what they told me to do, and that was it. You know, and he became, like, you know, one of their top franchisees, and it really is, not to just simplify it to that level, but, you know, he really did follow the system, you know, and he was able to reap the same rewards as the whole concept, you know. And you know, we try to explain that on the show. You like this story too. We had another gentleman on the show, Dante, his name's Dr. John Hayes, and he used to do these presentations on franchising, and I saw a couple of them, and he would ask people to say, you know, do you have trouble following a system or following rules? And every so often, someone in the crowd would raise their hand, and he'd go up to them. He'd walk them outside the door and say, you better get out of here. This isn't for you. You know, I mean, it was that bold. I was like, oh my God, you know,
oh, but, yeah, absolutely.
It is. But it's that important though, isn't it? Is following the rules, following the system, you know, and you can really reap the same rewards, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's consistency. I was very fortunate to go overseas and open some restaurants, and I happened to, I wanted to see what it was like. I walked into McDonald's in Narita, Japan, and
wow,
it was exactly the same as you would get in Pittsburgh, PA,
yeah,
or Portland, Maine, or Philadelphia, PA. I mean, yeah, they had some local nuances and flavor profiles, but
right,
you can get the same Big Mac. I mean, and
that's
not
incredible.
McDonald's, but it's just by following that system.
Yeah,
it's much easier than going on your own.
It's funny, like, you know, guys like you and myself, you know, I had the same experience when I went to Athens, Greece, you know, and of all places to go to, I saw McDonald's and I went in there as well, you know, and you're right. It is. It was really the same thing. There was a couple of different items, you know, but for the most part, I mean, you know, if I felt homesick, I could get that Big Mac, and that Big Mac tasted just like it did here in Philadelphia or Eastern Pennsylvania. You know, it really is, you know, one of the great concepts of franchising. So your job, Dante, I mean, you're with the Entrepreneur Source, which is a great company, by the way. I mean, we've had them on the show a couple times over the years, you know, and I've always been very impressed with them. Maybe you could tell our listeners, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, what you do and like a little bit about your services.
Well, put it in a nutshell, I like to work with folks that are going through a career change,
right,
especially guys that are in their, guys and gals that are in their 50s that have been making a nice piece of change in their job. They're getting downsized,
yeah,
or are stagnated. They can't move forward, or they know their company's going out of business. You know, what I try to work with them on is exploring business ownership as an alternative career option. And what's nice about what we do is there's no cost or obligation. I can walk you through the process.
Right.
And at the end of the process, you're going to say, yes, this is for me, or you're going to go, you know what, I just need to get a job.
Yeah.
But you get to that focus point.
It must be interesting for you too, you know. I've heard from people, you know, like yourself who do this, you know, which is I think is a very important service. I don't know how someone could go through this whole process alone. I went to the franchise show every year now. I go and I take my son and my wife. We go to the franchise show in it's at the Jacob Javits every year now in New York. You know, it's always the big show, and I just don't know how someone can go into like one of those things and just you know, where do you even begin? You know, that's the whole question. I mean, there's so much out there today compared to even like, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You know, it's like, where do you even begin with them? I guess you help them answer those important questions, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I asked them prior to us even looking at business models, I asked probably about 100 questions.
You know, right, before you even get to that.
Oh, absolutely. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? What's your hobby? If you had no encumbrances upon you whatsoever, what would you absolutely love to do for the rest of your career? And that really takes people aback. They go, what do you mean?
Sure.
And these are some of the values that we can bring to that table. I mean, you can sit here at the internet and surf through 5,000 different franchises, and guess what? You're going to be going crazy. You know, and that's the value of a good coach, is he can narrow down for you that scope of where to look and what to look for. And it can happen. We can find something that you would have never thought of in a million years, and we could probably find something for you. And like I said, if we can't, you need to get a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't tell you, and you probably have this experience as well, you know, like if you're in like a subway or something like that, you know, and there's a long line or wherever you are, and someone in back of you says, God, I wish I owned one of these, you know, I could make a fortune, you know, and it's really great that you help them ask those deep questions that I think the average person probably just will ask themselves, you know, why are you doing this? You know, what are you looking to you know, what are you looking to accomplish, you know, and especially with people like in their 40s and 50s, you know, it must be very scary for them, I guess, in a way, you know, they're working for corporate America, and now some of them are going into their business really for the first time, aren't they?
Absolutely, and pretty much most of the folks that move forward with businesses are doing something similar to that in their current occupation. I mean, they have
Yeah.
P&L responsibility, whether
Right.
it's sales and marketing, and they understand the value of, if I'm going to put in 60, 70 hours a week for a company and I'm only getting paid, you know, X amount of money, if I put that same time in working for myself, what's the chance of me doubling that income? And I could build income, wealth, and equity that I need to be able to retire at a comfortable stage in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you using technology today, and how has, you know, technology played a role in your business today, Dante, versus, you know, if you go back maybe a decade ago, I know things were probably a little different.
Absolutely. I'll give you a classic example. We used to go into a market to try to open a restaurant. Myself and maybe one or two of my franchise consultants would go into that market. We'd have to visit the Chamber of Commerce. We'd have to talk to, you know, hotel owners. We'd have to look at statistics and gather all the data. Now it's so much easier. Another example of a franchise is that there's several, let's say a dog grooming franchise. They can come in with their demographics, let you know exactly how many dog owners are in a certain zip code. And most franchises now use this technology where they know based on their demographics what will work in which areas. I mean, and it's not really a guessing game anymore. I mean, I've had clients say, you know, I want to open XYZ digit company in Philadelphia, and they go and say, no, no, it ain't going to work here. I'm sorry, we can't sell you the franchise. It's not like it used to be where if you have a checkbook, you open a franchise, they want to make sure that you're going to be successful.
It's incredible, isn't it? You know how you could just plug in some numbers, you know, and even like sometimes like determine, I guess, like the location, you know, if a location is going to be a good place for a particular type of franchise, you know, because location, of course, is more important for some other franchises than other franchises, you know. And I find that fascinating. It really must help the prospective franchisee, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it nowadays. I mean, just the demographics that are available through the internet. You know, like I said, we had to do a lot of footwork back then, and now you don't have to do that footwork, and it makes them a more successful, viable business option now by utilizing the demographics, especially once you get your unit opened. I mean, they all have a fast-paced, you know, pre-start system now in most franchises where they know what marketing programs will work in that area, and they kind of get you jump started in that business model right away. So they know the numbers, they know the demographics, they know what will work and what will not work.
That's great. What are the numbers up to today, Dante? It's been a while since I've looked at the numbers, but it just seems to me like, I mean, franchising seems to keep growing. I always wonder, like, where, at what point is it going to stop with, you know, like you see new industries, and sometimes you see some really interesting concepts, you know, you say, oh my God, I never thought of, you know, that type of concept, franchising. But it seems like there's more and more businesses today using franchising as a method of distribution. Are there any like updated numbers, like where we are today in franchising?
Geez, yeah, I mean, they come out all the time now. The latest numbers I have, from a financial point of view, there's $1.53 trillion in sales through franchising right now.
Wow, it's
You're looking
incredible.
at providing almost 9.8 million jobs in the U.S. economy, and pretty much 41% of all U.S. retail sales are through some kind of franchise system.
That's
So, I mean,
amazing.
and every day it just keeps growing and growing and growing. You know, of course, the average folks out there that are looking to buy a franchise, you got to look in the company history. You got to look at their franchise document. You know, and again, that's the value of a coach, and that's the value of professionals helping you along the way. But the opportunities are endless because it's not going to stop growing.
How about the whole, you know, financing options, Dante? I know, like, you know, one of the great things about your type of service too is that you assist your clients with financing options. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times I'm sure you hear saying, well, I would love to get into it, but it's too expensive. You know, they just don't know where they're going to come up with the money. What do you typically, where do you typically send them, or how do you guide them?
Well, we have a number of financial institutions we work with as coaches. Mm-hmm. Of course, the SBA is a great source also. They have this new SBA 7A Express program that it's based on your credit score and debt that you have. But,
right.
I mean, if you've got a credit score over 700, a FICO score, you can get money to open a franchise.
Wow,
especially, again, if you're a veteran. Most franchises now will give what they call a vet fran discount. And that's anywhere from 15 to 20% off the franchise fee.
Wow.
And then there's, again, the financial institutions we work with can do unsecured lines of credit. There's the SBA lending. There's traditional bank loans, which, you know, if you want to work with a traditional bank, you can. But then there's also, we really rely heavily on the unsecured lines of credit in the SBA. Local agencies like Angel Financing.
Sure. Yeah.
You'd be amazed at how many angel financing folks are out there if you start doing Google searches on them. So there's a number of ways we move people to. I know here in Maine, we have an organization called AVCOG, which is the Androscoggin Valley Council of Governments, which help you put together your own business plan, kind of like a score, but they'll lead, guide, and direct you to different lending institutions that are franchise friendly. So it takes some homework. Each state's a little bit different, you know, but the basics are there. And there's a number of folks out there to lead you to that money if you decide to go to that route. But again, you have to have a decent credit score, and you got to watch your debt.
I think it's great too, you know, with the whole veterans discount too, Dante. I think, you know, that's so important, of course, you know, giving back to, you know, our military veterans, whether no matter what war they served in, whether it was, you know, World War II or Vietnam War, you know, in the Middle East. I think that's great. Part of my dissertation actually focused on occupation and found that there was somewhat of a relationship between, you know, those individuals who served in the military making or being very satisfied with owning and operating a franchise. So it seems like there's some type of match there as well between like the military and I guess the ability to follow a system, you know, as the military is a system in a way, you know, and following rules and things like that and also getting into a franchise. So I think it's great that those options are available to military veterans.
Oh, absolutely. And many of the franchises we work with nowadays really, really like the veterans. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter, again, like you said, which war they were in. We found that the success rate is very high because, again,
yeah,
they know how to follow a system. They can execute. They know their skill sets. And the execution of that skill set is what made them successful and come home to us.
Yeah, it's interesting what you were just saying. You know, it was funny because I actually got to interview some military veterans when I was starting to, you know, think about, you know, what my study was going to be. And some of them said to me that, you know, owning and operating a franchise seemed like nothing compared to what they went through or what they've been through in the military. You know, if they were like serving in the Middle East or something like that, that was nothing compared to owning and operating a business. They, you know, say 50, 60 hours a week, that's nothing. You know, I mean, where to someone like, you know, say myself who never served in the military, maybe it would be a little more overwhelming, you know, saying, God, this is really hard work. So there's somewhat of that relationship there as well, you know? So I agree with you. I think that's, you know, that's really fantastic. One of the questions we like to ask on our show, especially to someone like yourself, Dante, is, you know, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because once again, going back to, you know, so many of them, they just don't even know where to begin. They start searching on the internet and they say, you know what, this is too overwhelming. There's like, you know, 3,000, 5,000 different opportunities, all these different industries. It seems like it takes almost a year if you were to do it on your own. Where do you even begin? So what advice would you give to them?
I would say first and foremost, you know, get yourself a coach. And again, not to do a self-commercial, but a coach can be invaluable in drilling down, number one, to what you really want to do. I mean, because that's the hardest thing to find. And and through, you know, questioning and discussions, I mean, I spent a lot of time on the phone with my clients really trying to drill down to what they want to do. And that's important that they help you do that. Again, once they identify a franchise, they can help you interview those franchisors. They help you interview existing franchisees by questioning. So there's a lot of footwork involved prior to even thinking about making that decision about whether it's the right business model for you or not. You know, and then when we do identify the correct franchise, we can then help you walk through the financing process and say, okay, this makes sense. No, this should you do an SBA? Should you do Main Angels or something like that? I mean, so we can really identify and help you move that process forward at a, you know, quicker pace, if you say, or more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I totally and I agree with everything you said. I see the value in working with someone like yourself. We had some I'm trying to remember the franchise because we've done so many interviews now, but we had two gentlemen. They were working for Enterprise Rent-A-Car and they got into franchising and they ended up going into, it was a window cleaning franchise, and I don't remember which one it was, but they said in a million years, if you told them that they were going to own and operate a windows cleaning franchise, and by the way, they became very, very successful. They became multi-unit franchisees, but they never even thought about it. And they worked with a consultant as well. It could have even been the Entrepreneur Source. And, you know, I just find that fascinating that they had no idea that they'd go into this industry where they never pictured seeing themselves doing this. And now they're very happy today. You know, that was a good match for what they were looking to accomplish. And I think that probably happens a lot with your service, doesn't it?
Oh, 95% of my clients pick something that they never would have thought of doing, period.
That's incredible. I find that fascinating.
And again, that's the value. Yeah. Oh, it is fascinating. Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating. Because when I first present an option to a client and they look at me, what? I said, trust me.
Exactly.
Have a conversation. I like to use the analogy of the first conversation is like a blind date. You never know what you get till you open that front door.
That's so true. It really is so true. It's amazing because I think a lot of them say, well, you know, I want to own a Dunkin' Donuts franchise because I like Dunkin' Donuts. And that's the worst reason to go into one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is absolutely the worst reason to get into a franchise. I mean, they need to do their homework. They need to get with a coach that they feel comfortable with. You know, a coach should not charge you for their services. So, I mean, and it's a relationship business. I mean, you have to be comfortable dealing with somebody that's going to be changing your life.
Absolutely. So what's next for you, Dante? I mean, it sounds like to me like you're going to be doing this for a while. I sense in talking to you in our conversations that, you're going to be doing this for a long time. I mean, where do you see yourself maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, 3 to 5 years down the road, I'll be in my 37-foot motorhome and doing this from the road.
Wow. That's fantastic. I mean, that's a good life, isn't it?
People ask me all the time, do you get tired of it? No, I don't. I mean, because literally, I change people's lives. A classic example is one of my clients in New Hampshire, who the day he decided on a franchise got two different job offers, which were very lucrative. And he called me up. He says, Dante, what should I do?
Wow.
And I says to him, Adam, what does your gut tell you? And he says, my gut tells me to do the franchise. I said, great. He calls him up a year later. He's a franchisee of the year in that system.
Wow.
And says to me quite succinctly, if it wasn't for you, I would never have been so happy. I changed somebody's life in that positive way, and that is worth it, every penny of it.
Absolutely. And it's probably worth more than the money, isn't it? You know what I mean? Of course, any commissions
absolutely.
Or anything like that, you know, that is – I sense the gratification for someone like yourself or the joy of the job is really the ability that you are having such a big impact – on people's lives must be very rewarding for you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I try to work with many young entrepreneurs here in the state of Maine. I do seminars at the several of the colleges under their entrepreneurial workshops. I've done some seminars at SCORE, and it's all about giving to the community information and, having them to be able to look to somebody to make intelligent decisions about their future and their business potential. So, I mean, that's absolutely gratifying. It truly is.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on your services, Dante? Are there any websites or any phone numbers that they can call to get in touch with you or get more information?
Absolutely. Let me give you my cell phone, which works
sure.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Area code 412, the Pennsylvania Pittsburgh area code.
Okay.
916-9919. If I don't get you on the phone, leave a message. I'll call you right back. And then my email address is my first letter of my first name, D as in David, and my last name is Vespignani. I'll spell
that. That's a great name.
V as in Victor, E, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, I, G as in George, N-A-N-I, at esourcecoach.com.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Dante, for coming on the show. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'd already like to invite you back in another year or so. You know, we can continue this conversation. This has been wonderful.
Absolutely, Marty. I'll probably be calling you from my motorhome, and
that's fantastic. It was great talking to you, Dante, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, which podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths. And, you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
Left me and started my own business. I always had a corporation behind me.
Right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Did
you know the category was going to be retail, Ellen? I mean, there's like 80, I think there's like 80 different industries, a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own
mm-hmm.
was missing relationship building because,
yeah.
again, coming from very large corporations,
yeah.
I was worried about not having friends.
Sure.
I must say,
interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and
right.
across the United States. I just have lots of relationships and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really
That's
didn't
great.
Think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right.
So
yeah, and they are my
great.
Friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's
mm-hmm.
up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, it, to me, it's going to be incredibly
sad
because
yeah.
they're all my friends. And
wonderful.
I value all their friendship and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they always go along with that. And they accept
yeah.
when you don't agree with them. I don't know. They don't always like it, but, you know,
right.
and they always accept the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own. And whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.